HiBridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Nature Fix. Why Nature Makes Us Happier, Healthier, and More Creative. By Florence Williams. Read by Emily Wu Zeller. Introduction. The Cordial Air. May your trails be crooked, winding, lonesome, dangerous, leading to the most amazing view. Edward Abbey. I was hiking in Arches National Park when the Mappiness app in my phone pinged me. Some people would be annoyed, but not I. Finally, I was somewhere outside and beautiful and could tell the app how happy, relaxed, and alert I was. Very, very, and very. I told it so by tapping on the screen. Then I victoriously took a photo of the smooth, salmon-colored cliffs in front of me. Small topographies of lichen poked through a crack. A few perfect white clouds pottered across a French blue sky. Let Big Brother, toiling away in some windowless university lab, eat that for lunch. After many months and 234 interactions with this app, I almost always got pinged when I was indoors and working, which didn't seem very helpful to either the Mappiness project or to my own. And it didn't seem fair, because I was outside fairly often, wasn't I? Mappiness is in the midst of a multi-year big data grab, asking tens of thousands of volunteers to record their moods and activities twice a day at random times. Then it matches those responses to an exact GPS location, from which it extracts information on the weather, amount of daylight, and other environmental characteristics. The aim is simple.